This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And today I am, in fact, reminding myself to be grateful for the small victories too. So lately I've been talking about great achievements and achieving great victories under imperfect conditions, and sometimes I can become so wrapped up in those great victories. You know, I usually set high goals for myself. I do that a few times throughout the year. Of course, the beginning of the year, I really do that. But sometimes when the seasons change, I'm also setting new goals. And when I do that, I'm so focused on the major achievements that I lose sight of the smaller victories. Now, when I look to the scriptures, I observe how David gave thanks. And we know that David had a very raw relationship with the Lord. And so he gave thanks on both the front end and the back end of his victories. We know that he endured great battles, but he also had miraculous victories. And he stayed in this state of gratitude that just sort of ushered in good things for David. In fact, 1 Chronicles 18:6 says, "The Lord made David victorious wherever he went." So I am learning that being in a state of gratitude can usher in those great victories if I just appreciate the small ones that are before me. So the words that I will use to inspire me are, "I will give thanks to you, Lord. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds." Psalm 9:1. Share this be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, usher in your great victories by giving thanks for the smaller ones.